Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
So, is this on?
If your brother had balls, he'd be your sister. He doesn't, so he's not.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton. You guys done bickering at each other?
That was a hot start.
Yeah, well,
hot start.
I like to start hot.
Hot.
I like to start really... I'm excited.
Someone's
you know
been on the internet today.
I am so excited.
A lot of free time.
Did you see Raw? Just kidding. Did you see the Deadpool 3 teaser?
Holy shit.
What I'm excited for. Fuck wrestling.
Oh my God.
I'm just going to cryo freeze myself like Jim Ross, but I'm going to set it for 2 years.
Yeah, calm down, freaks.
September 2024, Wolverine and Deadpool.
Busted, I mean, my God.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. Wow. Bust so well. That's going to be the greatest movie of all time.
It is. 100%.
Yeah. So
I don't care how they bring them into the MCU. I don't care.
Roman Reigns might still be champion in September of 2024.
Still be.
But at least
might still be.
But at least we'll have.
The Bloodline is going to have 19 members by
and
then.
Wolverine, yeah.
It's going to turn out like Johnny Gargano's like a long-lost Samoan.
There you go.
I mean, some say the world will end before then. Sorry, I was Debbie Downer for a minute. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be great. Unlike Raw and SmackDown this week.
Yeah. All that.
There we have Extreme Rules in a couple weeks?
Two more weeks or something like that.
Extreme.
At least they have stipulations for every match.
That's so far.
I mean, yeah, I feel like that's what they're gonna do. That's what they used to do. Triple H is bringing stipulations something back.
I'm bringing stips back.
Stables and stipulations.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I'm bringing stippies back.
Yes. All right, before we get to Raw and SmackDown, we have to thank a couple new patrons. Thank you to JP the Casual.
Hey.
Maybe he's a casual fan of WWE. I don't know.
Maybe he's a casual fan of us.
Not anymore, when you're a patron.
That's true. You got to upgrade that name. Yeah.
And then thank you to Eric Hancock.
Cock.
Wow.
Yes.
Knock.
Eric's hand on his cock.
Eric Hancock. Very great.
Penis.
You know, it's good stuff.
I mean, for God's sakes, I came.
Yes, you did. You came to Patreon and you signed up. So thank you, JP. And thank you, Eric. If you want to be like them, like the 700 plus people, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you everything. We have weekly AEW recaps. We have all the pay-per-view recaps, including Clash at the Castle.
Yeah.
Extreme Rules is coming up. Even the AEW pay-per-views, we recap those as well. Except for MJF, but
yeah, sure,
most
sure,
of
sure.
it's pretty bad. And then we have brackets, like a new bracket that's going to be released this week.
We heard your demands.
Yes.
And by demands, like bricks with notes tied. Throw them through our windows.
Well, one of our fans, Noah, double W, triple seven,
yes,
made this bracket for us. Greatest male wrestler of all time.
Yeah.
We've never done it. We did greatest WWE champion. It's a little different. Obviously, there's other wrestlers in this bracket.
Correct.
And it was a 64-man bracket. And we scored we made the decisions using like a scoring method instead of just like, I liked him better.
Yes.
So it got really interesting.
Oh, yeah. And by interesting, you mean heated.
And we were like, what, you think he's a 9 on the mic? You fucking idiot.
Yeah, pretty much.
That. So
that was a sound clip.
That's coming out later this week. Yes.
Stone Cold, is this Ten a look or just a guy in tights? We debated that.
Yeah.
Can you believe that shit? So yeah, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Go sign up today. Give it a try. That's all we ask.
Yeah, just try it.
Just try it.
Try it.
Hey, are you someone that's never signed up before, ever?
Yeah.
Just fucking try it, man.
Maybe we should release a gateway episode.
You have $5.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like an old bracket.
That's possible.
Let them listen to the hilarity.
There, but yeah.
It's a gateway bracket. Then you want more. Jesus. But then you got to pay.
Actually, the hottest diva is out there somewhere. You just got to find it.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
You just got to find it. But all right, SmackDown opens with...
story in there.
SmackDown opens with the Bloodline, including Roman Reigns.
He's back.
He showed up. And they showed highlights from the Crown Jewel press conference. Right. But it wasn't anything special.
No.
That, you know, Roman pushed Logan Paul and they're like, it's official.
Yeah. SmackDown started at 7 Central. I think they all got to the ring like, what, 8:10?
Yes.
Central?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a lot of videos. Heyman is kind of a dick to Sami Zayn, saying that it wasn't Sami's idea for Solo Sikoa to show up at Clash of the Castle, but that it was actually the elders of the Samoan dynasty.
So
the Wild Samoans?
Rikishi?
Right, so is there
Rikishi.
Like, is there like a room that Roman visits and they're just like on thrones? In robes?
Well, I think it's his throne now.
Right.
Remember, even his dad and uncle acknowledged him, like, back in 2020 or 2021. They,
right.
They were at some pay-per-view.
Solo. Okay.
All right. Joe's getting us canceled right out the gate.
Yeah, thank you for that.
So, yeah, Solo Sikoa. Solo Sikoa saved Roman Reigns' title reign.
Yeah.
But Roman still tells
Reigns
him.
Reign.
Roman still tells him, acknowledge me. Mm. And Solo does, and they have a big hug.
It's very sexual.
And then the music hits, and the Bloodline starts to leave, but Sammy asks to speak. He says, I would also like to take a moment for myself to acknowledge the tribal chief.
Yeah.
And Roman laughs, and he says, I like you, Sammy, but why are you talking right now? Mm. Why do you have our shirt on? What do you want? What are you doing here?
Yeah.
He gets really serious. He tells Sammy to take the Bloodline shirt off. Sammy tries to talk Roman out of it. But Roman says, I'm not going to tell you again. And then he says, Jay. And Jay rips the shirt off Sammy very aggressively.
Jay's pissed.
Right.
And Sammy looks heartbroken.
Oh, as well as the rest of the crowd.
I was feeling bad for Sammy.
Right.
Roman tells Sammy, I never want to see you wear that shirt again. And they had me... hook, line, and sinker. I thought this was it.
Oh, they did?
They really did.
They really did?
Yeah.
I think we got a button for that.
You fucking mark!
Yeah.
You bought into it, too.
Maybe.
You did.
Maybe a little bit.
You didn't know what he was going to say next. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Maybe he was holding his shirt.
Because now that they have Solo, it's like, well, we have Solo now. We don't need you.
Yeah. Right.
And Heyman's back. But no, he wasn't holding the shirt the whole time.
No, he wasn't.
They handed it to him, like, at the last second.
For sure.
And he says, I never want to see you wear that shirt again because I got you a new one. And he tosses
what?
He tosses Sammy a new shirt that says Honorary Ooze.
So it says SZ Honorary Ooze.
So when were they going to do this if they were leaving with the music playing?
Maybe they just knew Sammy is a...
Give him a minute.
Right.
Yeah.
Give him a minute. He'll
or like, yeah, interrupt. We'll just wait for him to say something stupid and then we'll do this.
Right.
But no... Sammy's ecstatic. He puts on the shirt. He hugs everyone except for Jay.
Yeah.
And then he gives Roman a big hug. And Roman's kind of like, eh, all right.
Right.
But Roman does have a big smile when Sammy, like, reacts to the shirt. And it was such a baby face, like, thing.
For sure.
For, like, the whole group. You're like, oh, what? And even I was like, oh, what a happy family. What a feel-good moment this is.
It's not often you get, like, a lifetime moment for a group of heels.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when you allow the redheaded stepchild, literally, to welcome him into your family.
Yeah. It really doesn't happen often.
It was such a good segment.
And scene. And then the show.
At least when Roman shows up, it's good. They make the most out of it.
Nomination.
Well, I think next week, you know, Sammy has to shoot old Yeller. So, you know, it'll be a nice moment for the family.
Kick Paul Heyman out? I don't know if that's happening.
Right.
But no, everyone's in the Bloodline's happy except for Jay. Jay thought Roman was, you know,
legit
with this. But yeah. He just gives her the shirt, and Jay's like, man, what the fuck?
Yeah. I hope this doesn't end like, oh, I got a video of Sammy talking with Kevin Owens.
No. What? I don't think so.
Well, you never know.
I mean, it's most likely going to be that eventually they're going to betray Sammy, and then he'll join Kevin Owens. But it would be way cooler if it's Sammy that betrays them.
Right.
I mean, they want the audience right now to think that Jey Uso is going to be the odd man out in the end because he's the only one not playing ball, but that's not going
to
happen.
No, come on.
It has to be the bloodline to turn on Sammy, though.
Yeah.
Because he'll be the face.
Right.
He can't turn on them.
He'll be the face anyway if he turns on them. If they start treating him like shit again.
Right.
You know, and start beating him down, and then like it's like, oh, Solo Sikoa has a match against whoever, and then Sammy helps that person win, whether it's KO or Johnny or whoever.
Yeah. I think Jay takes the microphone at some point in the next few weeks, obviously before War Games, and says, look, man, him or me, him or me. And then Roman just Superman punches Sammy, and he's like, you know, family.
Well, I don't know if you're going to give Roman an ultimatum.
Yeah,
I don't
think
Roman's going to respond well to that.
Right. Come on, you're an ooze. You don't give that guy an ultimatum.
I think there'll be a moment where like Roman is like, you know, talking Jay down, like just being like, you know, you've been a problem lately, and I have the solution. And then he maybe punches Sammy or something like that.
Right.
Something similar.
Or he'll say, and then I thought to myself, and then super kick him.
Maybe he costs Roman the title at Crown Jewel to Logan Paul.
Cross your fingers.
Oh,
wait.
My God.
Yeah.
Is this what we want?
I don't think
no,
so.
No.
Yeah,
it has
to be by War Games because it's. I mean, again, that's just in our fantasy booking where we have KO, Sammy, Ciampa, and Gargano all in the same fucking group.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
I mean, I'm not leaning toward Ciampa. I think it's going to be Drew.
Like, fuck KO and Sammy beating the Usos. How about DIY beats the Usos, and then Sammy beats Solo for that title, and then KO beats Roman Reigns for the Universal the title, or both of them? I
don't do this
that.
To me.
Yeah, I know.
Don't give me hope.
Well, I know. Yeah, exactly.
Don't do it.
Sorry, I'm Black Widow. You're Hawkeye.
Yeah.
But then I die in the next, later in the movie. So
you're supposed to say like, I wish I could have given it to you sooner.
That's right. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I bet you did.
Next up, we have Lacey Evans versus Liv Morgan. Lacey got a jobber entrance, and Liv got half a jobber entrance.
Oh, only half.
As the SmackDown Women's
Champion.
Still,
come on. You can't. Right. 2 hours for this show, but you can't give her full entrance.
Right.
The champion.
Or the women's tag champions have gotten pyro.
Yes. Yeah.
Liv gets half a jobber entrance.
Right. Right.
Lacey also, I think someone punched her in the head right before she ran out there.
Yeah.
It looked like a bruise at first, but she put like green war paint just on her forehead, though. Yeah. It wasn't like half her face or something like what you would usually do. It was only on her forehead.
Right.
I don't think I've ever seen war paint like that before.
Right, right.
Yep. And half of your forehead. So it's just this one little spot. I thought maybe like Ric Flair was like, yeah, I told you to abort it. And then,
God. That's a little late, buddy.
Yeah.
A little late for that one.
So this was not a good match. Lacey dominated, and then for no reason, she tried to hit Liv with a kendo stick, which would have been a DQ.
Yeah.
You trying to climb the ladder there, Lacey?
Right.
Oh, right. Wins and losses don't matter. But Liv ducks, but you were dominating the match. That's what was stupid.
Right. And then she pulled out a ladder and tried to grab the money in the bank.
Yeah.
Case.
So Liv ducks the kendo stick and she counters with her code breaker and then she hits Oblivion for the win. Thankfully, this got good after the match because Liv continued to beat up Evans with the kendo stick and she yelled, I can get extreme. Ooh. And then Liv laid Lacey on a table outside the ring and then jumped off the ring post to put Evans through a table with a senton. And
incredible. Well done.
This was also the MVP of this was really the cameraman for the angle that he shot. He was like, I'm going to get kicked in the head just to get this perfect shot of Liv's ass going in my face.
Going in.
Like, oh, what a perfect shot that was.
Right.
Yeah.
And Liv needed this badly.
She did.
Like, that actually gave her some credibility because we've never seen her do anything like that
before. No. Gave her credibility. It gave her a little bit of momentum, you know?
Made her a little badass.
Yeah.
I mean, what she really needs, the reason why everyone's like, oh, Liv's title reign has sucked, it's because She beat Ronda with a roll-up to win it. Okay, it was a Money in the Bank cash-in. It was a great moment for her. We were all excited.
Right.
Then she fought Ronda again and won while tapping out with a roll-up. Yeah. So that was weak as fuck. And then who did she beat at the last pay-per-view? Oh, she beat Shayna Baszler, who hasn't had any credibility since coming on the main roster.
Right.
And that's it. And what she needs is to beat Ronda Rousey legitimately at Extreme Rules.
Well, if it's an Extreme Rules match, I mean, just murder her with a kendo stick.
Well, you have to pin her 1-2-3. It can't be a roll-up.
Right, exactly.
You know, while tapping out. You have to legit beat her. And I don't know that's going to happen.
Yeah, but if she uses, like, weapons, is that legit beating her?
If that's the match, yeah, she's not technically cheating because that's the match.
Yeah. And so a pin is a pin.
Hopefully they do something like that. It's not a. It can't be a roll up or anything like that.
What if she does the backwoods?
No. That's just another roll up.
Stop it.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Wait,
but if she doesn't beat Ronda legitimately, I think it's going to be over for her because the fans are going to be like, "Well, you suck. You can't really beat her." It's always like some bullshit. Maybe Ronda wins. I don't know.
Right.
We'll see.
But great spot.
Yeah.
And again, why can't they do this kind of stuff more often? Like as much, I don't know, as the guys do it. If it's that easy, she pulled out the table, right? I mean, like have these nice moments for the girls once in a while.
And I'm sure most of them are willing and wanting to do stuff like that.
Come on.
I don't know that everyone can pull that off. I mean, Liv can do more than most of the women wrestlers, I think.
I mean,
her matches might not be like fantastic from start to finish, but she could do some.
Anyone
bullshit.
In Bayley's group could do it. Bianca could do it.
Yeah.
Becky, I don't know that. Charlotte. I guess Bayley could probably do it. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Again, not every week, but
again, they're nice doing spot. This to build up the pay-per-view, the extreme pay-per-view.
Right.
And it was a great spot.
You know? So next up, we go backstage. We have Hit Row parting with the Street Profits.
Again?
Yeah. And we don't have that button anymore.
No.
It got retired.
Retired.
So Montez Ford asked them, who do you think is going to win between Braun Strowman and Otis? That's what they care about. They're just partying backstage, but they really care about this match.
Yeah.
And no one answers, but then Shinsuke Nakamura walks up and says, Braun. And by the way, Shinsuke.
Where the hell have you been?
Right. I guess him and AJ went and hung out in Japan and just reminisce on all the good wrestling they used to have there.
Wait, isn't he still the IC champion?
No. Technically, yeah, I think so. Yeah, I don't know. When's the last time we've seen him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did he?
He wrestled someone like a month ago.
Yeah.
What was that?
A month ago?
Oh, yeah, he did fight Gunther.
That's right. That was July. Because before SummerSlam, right?
Yeah.
They blew it. But we were talking because they were building it up to SummerSlam, and then it happened before SummerSlam.
Yeah.
I remember that.
That's right, because we were like, why are they not?
And it was hard for Gunther to beat a top-tier talent like Nakamura, right?
Yeah.
So, barely.
It was on a T.
Super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love when we code other stuff.
Yeah, it's fun.
The other people's jokes.
Wow.
Making our own.
Wow.
We have plenty of jokes.
So later, Los Lotharios tried to hit on B-Fab, but they were denied. So they came back later and super kicked Top Dollar and Ashante. Who cares?
Yeah.
This whole thing sucks.
I don't.
There. Right there. Also backstage, we have Sami Zayn demanding a vegan meal from a chef. But then Ricochet and Madcap Moss walk up and Ricochet is about to call Sammy a bitch, but Solo Sikoa attacks him from behind and lays out both guys, and Sammy thanks Solo, and he's like, yeah, I was just about to do that.
Yeah. How carefully did you watch this segment?
Not very? No.
Okay, well, let's take a little gander right here. You see here, they're talking shit. Oh, there's Solo.
Yeah.
He throws Ricochet in the door again. Oh, Ricochet threw himself in the door.
Again? Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I didn't see that online.
Oh, my God.
That.
Like, oops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, Ricochet. You're better than that.
Yeah.
It must have. He was using so much force.
It wasn't as bad as when Scott Steiner, like, slammed himself on the steel steps.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Right.
That was WCW. Something like that. But, yeah. Next up, we have the New Day versus Maximum Male Models.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Oh, no.
This is all they have for the New Day.
Yeah.
If this is all you have for New Day, break them the fuck up.
Let them fight each other at least.
Holy shit.
I mean, you had the perfect, storm with Xavier Woods becoming the king.
Right.
And then Vince was like, congratulations.
Yeah.
Give me that back.
Right. Yeah.
He let him be the king for a month and then took it away.
Yeah. Right.
Did you like that king gimmick? You're finally the king.
No more kings.
No more king.
No more
but
kings.
We have a queen. What the fuck? But
do we?
She dies.
Well, she's injured right
where
now.
Where the hell? Run.
Instagram. You haven't seen?
Well, yeah. I have.
Instagram.
I mean, for God's sake. I came.
That's where she's been.
Yeah. Your sound with I came was perfect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, God.
So Maxine Dupri, she grabs a camera from a photographer and she starts taking pictures of Massey and Mansoor, who were posing for the camera during the match.
Yeah, fuck the match, I guess.
And Max L.A. Dupri Knight was yelling at Maxine because it's distracting them.
Right.
And then Xavier Woods beats Mansoor with a roll-up.
Backwoods. He needs a roll-up.
With backwoods.
To beat...
Oh, sorry. A backwoods roll-up.
Yeah.
And there's a few. So the counter is back.
All right.
There's a few this week.
It's back.
And then after the match, Max throws a fit and yells at all three of them before walking away. Maybe Triple H did this on purpose just to be like, oh, you guys don't like LA Knight? We'll make you beg to have LA Knight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he took off his jacket, I was like, oh, well, he's turning.
That we're gonna pop so hard. When he fucking becomes LA Knight again.
We are.
The music's just going to... That's going to be his music.
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes! Yes!
Yeah.
Almost my best match, him versus that jacket.
Yes.
Because he... That was a slobber knocker.
Right.
Yeah, the whole fucking crowd's going to go, yeah!
Always LA won. Feet. LA Feet.
Right.
LA Feet.
It was me all along.
Yeah. But like... Like next week, like Mansoor's boot flies off,
right?
And then like it's just his bare foot. Then they cut to Max Dupri. He's just like, what?
Yeah,
what's that?
LA
Feet. Because that's his gimmick, he has
right?
A foot fetish. Next up, we have Braun Strowman versus Otis. Thankfully. They reinforced the ring.
Oh my God.
For this match.
Oh, I was really worried.
Good
about
on
it.
Them.
Thank God.
I was really worried about it.
Yeah. They listed Otis's height at 5'10. But if you pay attention, he's the same height as Chad Gable and Johnny Gargano.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Except he's twice as large as them.
Right.
Twice as wide.
Well, it gives you height sometimes, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
sometimes it does.
Yeah, they do. It's the tail of the tape, and Strowman was listed as like 6'7 or something.
7'12.
All right, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, Braun dropkicked Otis out of the ring early in the match. Braun was about to put Otis through the barricade again, but Gable laid down, and Braun jumped over him, and which made him stop for some reason.
Right.
And then Otis attacked Braun from behind. Otis hit Braun with a big clothesline and went for the pin, but Braun kicked out at one. He's not selling for anyone. Braun ended up running both guys over. Otis hit the world's strongest slam, but Braun kicked out. Otis hits the Vader bomb, but Braun kicked out.
Yeah.
And then Braun wins with the power bomb.
Right.
And Otis, for some reason, doesn't go through the ring.
So I guess we're not getting that monster any... Well, it's because they reinforced
it. They reinforced. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I think it was reinforced bamboo.
No, was it steel reinforced bamboo?
Right.
Was it steel reinforced bamboo?
Not the bamboo question. Reinforced steel?
Maybe.
Could have been that.
Could have been either.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I guess we're not getting Monster Braun anytime soon.
No. He's the monster among of all monsters now.
Right.
So they're
But
they're,
there are no monsters.
They're trying to call him Godzilla. Yeah, and Omos has already been taken down by Lashley, so it's not like you could build to that garbage.
Right.
And didn't Braun and... Oh, no, it was Commander Aziz and Omos had that Raw Underground fight.
Oh, correct, yes. Yeah. But you know, Commander Aziz
You know, Raw Underground?
Who are you?
Commander Aziz is apparently back in NXT.
He is?
Yeah. He was.
What?
He worked a live show.
But he's, but he's
but not,
not
as
he's
Commander
not,
well, Aziz.
Because Apollo Crews went back to NXT a few months ago, and he's just Apollo Crews again, no African accent anymore.
Right, he's not Nigerian anymore.
He's just, hey, what's up? I'm glad to be back.
Hey, it's me, Apollo Crews.
I'm here to job to all of you guys here at NXT.
Yeah.
It's my job.
Right.
So there you go. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Drew McIntyre. Drew walks out holding a strap.
He had a strap on.
So, right. Yeah, thank you, well, Eric, every time. Every time we've had a strap match, this is what you do.
How many strap matches have we had?
There was the Bray Wyatt, Daniel Bryan one. I'm sure there's been a few. It's been 7 fucking years.
So what you're saying is, no matter how many there are, you're allowed to do this joke.
Yes.
Yes, that's
right. All right, we'll put it
in. Same with jackets.
I'll put it in the book.
He walks out. He's holding the strap. Uh-huh. We already know where this is headed.
Right.
Yeah. Like, usually they have it in a bag.
Yeah.
When CM Punk on AEW had the dog caught, like, he had something. We're like, well, what's in the box? Right. You know?
Oh, what's in the box?
He pulls out the... But no, he's holding the strap. And he calls out Karrion Kross for constantly attacking him from behind. Mm-hmm. Then he holds up the strap and he tells the crowd, you're probably all wondering what this is. No, we know what it is.
Yeah. Strap match. Yeah, yes, that's good.
We've seen these matches.
That is great. There goes my promo.
Many times before we've seen these matches.
Yeah.
And it's funny how, like, these strap matches are so boring, but if you just made it a dog collar, those matches have been so much fun in AEW.
Yeah,
like, but there's the so much Punk, more dangerous. MJF one, yeah, they're way more dangerous. Mm-hmm. The strap match with even Daniel Bryan and Bray Wyatt at the Rumble 2 years ago was so boring.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're trying to fight each other. Who's running away out of these two guys?
It's so you can't attack me from behind.
Well, he still can.
I think he did.
Well, I need a new plan.
Yeah, right. A shorter strap. I think they make it like 30 feet. It's like, what's the point of this?
Yeah. So Drew announces that he's facing Kross at Extreme Rules in a strap match.
Oh, who knew?
And then the music hits, Scarlett comes out, and she tries to distract Drew again, but finally, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me, fool me 3 times, shame on me again.
I hate this.
Fool me 4 times, my bad.
You're
not going to fool me a 5th time. So Drew turns around, and he strikes Kross first.
Yeah,
He puts Kross in the strap and whips him with it a bunch, but then Scarlett gets in between them and Drew stops, and then Scarlett sprays something in Drew's eyes.
Fireball.
And, well, we didn't see it the first time.
I did.
So, like, I assumed it were pepper spray.
Oh.
Yeah.
But
I saw fire.
At the replay, sure.
No, when it was
It missed him by a mile.
Well, that's the problem with fireballs.
Right.
You can't actually fire their
Corey
face.
Corey Graves is like, fireball!
I was honestly convinced on the replay, they just added it via CGI.
That's what I thought, because I didn't see it the first time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw spray.
It was like
in
the top
history
left
of fireballs in wrestling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the percentage of when it's worked?
No, never.
I think 0%.
Yes. Like 30 maybe, correct. But it's just like it almost never works.
Right.
What? And this is no exception. It didn't work. It looked like shit.
And it's a gag.
Yes.
It's a fucking gag.
It's stupid.
Yeah. They didn't really, light their face on fire.
Like, shitty street magicians do that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And they actually do it.
Right.
So, just shoot him with some pepper spray.
Yeah.
We'll
get a real flamethrower like an American.
The whole crowd would be like, this show sucks.
So this was supposed to just be like Drew getting hit with the fireball and then he falls down. Drew and Kross puts him to sleep, but since he didn't get hit, they kind of improvised.
Right.
Drew was smart enough to not sell it. Because at first he was like, whoa, and he's like, well, it was nowhere near me, so all right, I'm good.
Yeah.
And he starts beating up Kross, but then Scarlett gives him a low blow, and then Kross puts Drew to sleep with the Kross jacket. There was no way that, like, the original plan was for Drew to get a fireball to the face, but then still beat up Kross.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
This was like,
we have to improvise.
And then the person that wrote up the makeup for Drew's disfigured face for the next week, and then he was just like,
yeah.
Well,
I spent $4,000 on this makeup budget.
You're fired.
Yeah.
We don't need you anymore. Sorry. Shit.
And congratulations, Michael Cole,
Oh, yeah.
For not saying, it looks like he didn't get all of that fireball.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He'd be horribly mangled.
Surprised they showed the replay, though.
And CGI.
I think they actually showed it because they showed that the fireball missed.
Yeah, right.
So whatever.
Why would you show a replay of it missing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Dakota Kai versus Raquel Rodriguez. If you've watched NXT, I mean, holy shit, it's like
rematch after rematch.
These two right. fought each other a million times.
After rematch after rematch.
So this match only went 2 minutes at the most.
Right.
Bayley attacked Raquel while Dakota distracted the ref. So Shotzi, Raquel's new BFF, ran out and apparently attacked Bayley and Io.
Yeah.
And that distracted Dakota. And Raquel won with a roll up.
There it is, upside right. down.
And that's not the last one either.
So I guess the writers backstage were like, hey, Hunter, I was thinking for Raquel and Dakota, they're friends, yeah. and then they're not friends, and then they're friends again.
Yeah. That happened, and now they're not friends again.
And now they're not friends
that,
again.
In NXT, they were friends, then not. Then they were friends again in NXT.
Yeah.
Then the run was over, now they're not friends again. So they're yeah. just repeating this.
Correct.
I know. Yeah.
Just going back.
All that's missing yeah. is the smoking a lot of ganja.
There you go.
Yeah.
So after the match, everyone brawls, but Raquel and Shotzi stood tall, so it looks like Raquel has a new partner to lose with.
Because apparently Aaliyah is, well. Oh,
well. Yeah. yeah. I mean, yeah, she's had some stomach problems. she's very sick.
Right.
Anytime she goes near the ring now, it's like, yeah.
She's
yeah.
mad because she doesn't get to, like, smack Raquel's ass anymore.
Yeah, imagine Aaliyah must be heartbroken.
Right.
Like, you have a new partner? What?
She's got the Montezuma's
like,
revenge.
We're going to turn Aaliyah heel. Really? No, I don't think she can
no,
do that.
Yeah.
She can't do that.
No.
Fucking Shotzi. She was a heel in NXT, but she was terrible.
Yeah.
Finally, for the main event of SmackDown, we have the Brawling Brutes versus the Usos for the Undisputed Tag Titles. Backstage, before the match, Sheamus announced that he's getting a rematch against Gunther in 2 weeks.
Why?
Because it's the season premiere of SmackDown.
Oh, that bullshit.
For fuck's sake.
That bullshit.
So basically, Sheamus will win the IC title, and then Solo Sikoa will win it from him 2 weeks later?
Probably.
Sure.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And then he goes and beats Lashley for the U.S. title, and they just have every fucking belt.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, you might as well at this
all
point.
All the gold.
If right. you're going to break the... If it's going to end soon by Mania, maybe you should.
Yeah.
But Butch
like
did...
Like WWE will end.
Yes. Yeah, there you go.
Maybe.
So Butch did a moonsault off the second rope, and both Usos super kicked him?
Yes.
In the face.
I've seen that finish a lot of matches.
And he kicked out.
Oh, never mind.
Two super kicks while doing a backflip.
Yeah.
He kicks out. Butch... Rich Holland couldn't even break up the pin. He right. had to kick out of
kick
that
out
shit.
Of that.
Well, so Michaels was backstage and he just went, Butch and Holland also did their lame finisher on Jay, but Jimmy broke up the pin. For that, they broke up the pin.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Two super kicks while doing a backflip, but I'm going to body slam you after he kicks you in the back.
Uh-huh. What a maneuver.
What a maneuver. And then Sammy tried to throw a chair in the ring, but Sheamus grabbed it from him. Then Imperium came out, and they attacked Sheamus, and Gunther gave him a big boot.
Yeah.
And then Butch and Holland left the ring to go after them, but then the Usos super kicked them, and then they hit Butch with the 1D to retain. That's the end of SmackDown. They're only like 2 months away of breaking the New Day's tag team record reign.
Which they'll do.
So yeah, they'll have the longest reign ever now.
Of course.
It's funny, because the New Day did it like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And now they're just going to break it. So,
right.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least they have both belts.
Yeah. Giving that title to, drunk drivers. That's cool.
Who would you even want to see holding these titles right now?
Who?
Who? Owens and Gargano?
Right.
No, DIY.
DIY, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Which doesn't even exist.
God,
right
the
now,
tag. But, yeah. The tag division needs such a freaking...
Well, I mean, honestly, at this point, I mean, he's had such a long reign. I would have them all win every belt, the IC, the US. They go into Mania and they lose them all the same night.
Wow.
And then Roman even, like, cuts a promo like, they might have lost, they might have fucked up, but I'm not leaving, you know, like, I'm not fucking... Right. And then he does, you know. Be great. They all lose their belts the same night.
But he'll blame everybody. He'll be like, y'all weren't good enough.
Yeah. Exactly.
But then we're going to see the Usos and Solo Sikoa on like every episode of Raw and SmackDown?
I think that's the plan anyway, Eric.
Yeah, dude. They're all together.
I mean, that's what's happening.
It's a stable.
Literally been every show as we see them.
Yeah.
Except for when they go out of the country and the Usos can't go.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Because
the Usos are
arrest?
Not allowed to leave the United States.
That's
why they weren't at Clash. Uh-huh. That's why they weren't in Canada for these recent Canada shows. That's why they're not going to be at Saudi Although I kind of feel like the Saudi prince is like, we have a tunnel. You can drive here.
You can drive here.
You built a tunnel in the ocean?
It's yes. a four-day yeah. drive.
Yeah.
4 day.
We built a tunnel in the ocean.
Yes.
4 days. 4 days for them. We have Batman technology. You'll be here in 5 hours.
Jesus.
Just get in this tube. It sucks you right to us.
Wait,
how
what?
Do you think we blow things up in America, okay?
Tell me more about the sucking.
Yeah. It's great. We have a mini one. It's perfect for your penis. So, all right, that's all for SmackDown. Raw opens with Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss, and Asuka.
Why?
That's the whole thing?
Not the greatest way to open the
show.
No. Belair hypes the match against Bayley at Extreme Rules. Then Damage Control comes out, and at least they said something interesting. Bayley tells Bianca, I want to win the Raw Women's Championship in a ladder match at Extreme Rules.
Well,
so at least there's that. Yeah. Belair accepts, and she tells Io Sky, I'm about to get extreme with your ass, or something.
Ooh,
like that.
Yeah.
And then Io was yelling for a ref to get in the ring for what felt like an eternity. Mm-hmm. She's like, okay, ref, come on. Okay, all right. Okay, ref. Okay, come on. And then the ref finally gets in the ring, and she turns around, and Belair drop kicks her so that we can go to the break. And then we have Belair versus Io Sky, which we had like a month ago when Io had her first match. It was against Belair. That ended in a DQ. This was kind of boring for the two of them.
For the two talents, yeah.
And Belair won with the KOD, so...
Yeah.
Whatever.
They couldn't do too much here because this could be a future championship match between two talents like this.
Yeah.
So I had to do a quick nothing match, I thought.
Well, it was long, though. It was not quick.
No, actually.
They just didn't really do much.
Right.
That was the thing.
Right.
They've had two matches already, but Belair wins, obviously.
Yeah.
Backstage, Miz has hired his own security team, which he called Miz Force, to protect him from Dexter Lumis.
Why?
So what's the first thing Miz has them do?
Uh-huh.
He tells them to go make sure Lumis is not here, and they all leave him.
Solid
That's
plan.
That's a great plan.
Solid plan.
Yeah.
You thought that one out.
Miz also told Miz Force that whoever finds Lumis gets a $1 million reward, but that's in the form of a cameo spot in a future Marine movie.
Which not worth $1 million.
Spoiler alert, he died!
Right.
So
right.
What is Marine 7 going to be? His twin brother? Or is Shawn Michaels like,
I got the new face of the Marine franchise.
It's more like...
I'm 60 years old,
yeah,
but I feel 80.
Remember, he was the hero of that movie.
It's I've got like my eye on you.
Of Marine 6, Shawn Michaels...
And you.
Shawn Michaels killed Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
In Marine 6.
He did. Hero.
We did a review for that movie. It's on the Patreon. Go check it out.
Marine 7, not happening.
Yeah, no. What the fuck? So throughout the night, we see like security guys like laid out. Gargano and Owens walked by some. I think AJ Styles did. Then finally, 2 hours later, Miz finds security laid out. And he's all frayed and he turns around. But Dexter Lumis was disguised as a mannequin hockey player.
Yeah.
And he breaks the hockey stick over Miz's back, and then he puts him to sleep with silence.
And then kisses him.
But this story has not progressed.
On the head, yeah.
What's since Dexter Lumis has shown up, and he's been raping the Miz and kidnapping him and raping him again, there hasn't been anything advanced in this storyline.
Right.
Nothing. No.
That's it.
So what kind of Extreme Rules match do they have?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, yeah.
A go-to-sleep match?
Can't be like... Where Bray Wyatt shows up to be like this. This is so dumb.
Yeah.
It started off good because we're like, why is Dexter Lumis here? And we still don't know why. And yeah, sure, you could have a long build, but you have to add layers to it.
Right.
And unless he's going to be a part of Wyatt's stable, there's no layers being added to this storyline.
You got
to
onion that shit.
That's right.
Give us the layers.
Even if he is being surprised as part of the stable, you can still give us something.
Something.
Some context as to what's happening.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, make Dexter Lumis likes to draw. Make him draw something that says he's coming. You know, something. We know someone's coming. Hey, his new thing is come with me. Bray Wyatt's new catchphrase is going to be come with me. That's
your cue.
Yes, it is. I'm not being very present enough. Moving on. We'll talk about Bray a little later, but
yeah,
we have Seth Rollins versus Rey Mysterio.
You know who wants to see this match again? Nobody!
Hey, remember this? Good the call. Worst feud of 2020?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
eyeball match?
An eye for an eye.
What?
Remember when Rey Mysterio's eyeball popped out? Now it's perfectly fine?
Yeah.
Weird. Remember that?
Crazy.
Yeah. So Seth hyped the fight pit match with Riddle before the match started. Seth slid Rey out of the ring, but then Dominic Mysterio walked out with a chair, and Seth didn't know what to do. But then Dominic smiled at Seth, and he's like, all right, cool, you're my friend now.
Yeah, nice. You should have joined me like 2 years ago when I was beating up your dad, but whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was actually a better stable.
You could have fucking learned from the best, all right?
It's way better than getting pegged by Rhea Ripley.
Or maybe it's not.
Maybe it's not.
Dominic's like, says you.
I mean, Buddy Murphy got Aaliyah, so not the wrestler. So yeah, the crowd chanted, Dominic's useless. Because he is.
Yeah, they're not lying.
Not the best chant, but it's true.
It's effective.
It doesn't flow, no.
Dominic tossed his chair to his father, and he got on his knees, daring Rey to hit him just like he did last week.
Dude, hit that fucking kid.
Right.
Kids these days need to get spanked.
Knock some sense into
them. Or hit with chairs.
Hit her.
Hit her.
Eventually, it's going to happen, but yeah. Seth distracted the ref, and Rhea Ripley attacked Rey from behind, threw him in the ring, and then Seth hit a curb stomp, and then he put Rey in a submission hold called the Peruvian necktie.
Yeah.
And Rey was already passed out, so the ref called it.
Right.
But that was obviously a message to Riddle. You know, I'll put you to sleep in the fight pit.
Right.
Since there are only two ways to win.
It was unique.
Sure.
It was an MMA move.
The back of Rey's head was resting on Rollins' gooch.
It'd be really cool if, like, we could get some UFC footage, and like that was like Riddle's move that he did in UFC
won. Yeah,
but
yeah,
I don't know, that would be cool. Like, I got your move, bitch.
Right. Yeah,
because remember, Riddle used to fight for real.
Yeah.
Not this fake horse shit that I'm commentating on. He used to fight for real.
I'm surprised he was there.
He used to be a real fighter.
Yeah.
Next
up, we have what everyone was looking forward to this week on Raw: Alpha Academy versus the tag team of Kevin Owens and Johnny Gargano.
Yes.
And just in case, sure.
Bust a nut.
Yeah.
Just in case the Canadians didn't know who to, you know, cheer for, Otis and Chad Gable came out waving the American flag.
I think it's funny how these guys are booked so much better on Raw than they are SmackDown.
Yeah.
It's true.
Like, it's weird. You're on both shows, and one of them you're just booked like shit.
But it's like we're doing the U.S. versus Canada thing again?
Always.
Plus, do you have to
We're never not doing that.
Do you have to bring out an American flag to get Canadians to boo you?
Yes.
Canadians don't even hate us.
I mean, yeah, they're fighting Kevin Owens. They're fighting Kevin Owens.
Wrestling fans that are Canadian hate us.
Yeah, I guess.
They're fighting KO. Of course they're going to cheer KO over
right,
them.
Right.
I mean, it's obvious.
And Cleveland's close enough.
Right.
It's like a lake that separates it. Yeah.
A fan had a sign that read, "Hey, KO, fight with my sign." And Owens did. He beat up the sign.
Awesome.
That was funny.
Come on.
Owens put Gable in the sharpshooter. And I guess Corey Graves was just trying to be a heel in Canada, but it's not like the Canadian crowd could hear him.
Correct.
Because he's like, they're like, "Oh, the sharpshooter." And Corey Graves is like, "Oh, it's the Scorpion Deathlock." It's like, all right, they can't hear you, Corey.
They're
the only people that would, you know, boo that, obviously.
Right, is that for the Canadians watching at home?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like throwing shit at their TV now.
That son of a bitch!
Fuck you, Corey!
I didn't mean it, sorry. So KO give Gable the suck it chops earlier in the match, but Otis knocked Owens off of Gable, and then Otis did the suck it chop to the crowd.
Interesting. Oh.
Yeah. A lot of suck it.
Otis was like, "Suck my dick."
Yeah, exactly. And you know he's got to be like a chode. Otis then put Gargano in the electric chair, and Gable jumped off the top rope to give him a bulldog, but KO broke up the pin.
I laugh about that because it reminds me of Josh Reese.
Yeah.
Because you always talk
a chode is like a Coke can, like, you know, those soda cans you get at the vending machine. That's a chode.
Thick?
Yeah. Oh, very thick, but short.
Okay.
You know?
Like a mini Coke can.
Like tiny big dick.
Tiny big dick.
So, TBD.
TBD. Where are we? Owens then gave Otis an elbow drop.
Tiny big dick right there.
Off, yes. Owens gave Otis an elbow drop off the barricade through the announce table. Pretty good.
Yeah, that was great. If it wasn't for Liv, you know, award nominee.
True.
Yeah.
Then Gargano set up for a super kick, but Austin Theory showed up and he grabs his leg.
This fucking guy.
Gable then hit Johnny with a big move, but he kicked out. And then Theory tried to hit Johnny with the Money in the Bank briefcase, but Johnny ducked and hit him with a super kick. So they're still booking Theory like he's garbage.
Of course.
And then Gargano hit Gable with the one final beat for the win.
Every time he does this move, I fall in love with it all over again.
Yeah.
Because he kind of does it so... I mean, you see it coming because I'm outside the ropes and everything. Yeah. But it's, when he hits it, especially when you got a guy like Gable who can sell it so well, it's just, it looks so pretty.
It does. Yeah. It really does.
Beautiful.
Love it.
So backstage, Theory and Alpha Academy were bitching about what happened. And then Theory gets a phone call. And he's like, oh, it's for you, Gable. And then we hear Braun Strowman threatening Gable and Otis. He's like, I'm going to eat you out of SmackDown. And then Gable's like, shush, 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 please.
Yeah.
That was actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
Again, I like Gable.
Again, booked better on Raw.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they're going to get murdered on SmackDown.
Correct.
Yeah. 10th time.
Yeah.
Next up, we have...
that means Johnny has to get a win over Otis, huh?
Sure.
Probably with a roll-up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, that way they'll be in contention for nothing.
Yeah, right.
True. Next up, we have Omos.
Oh. They were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Come on, Triple H. Really?
Omos squashes.
It can't be all that bad.
I'm paying him.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
This couldn't have been all bad, right?
I think so, yeah.
Why?
What do you mean? It's Omos.
It's Omos. Well,
squashing two jobbers.
And then
we got MVP on commentary.
There you go.
Okay, for what, a 2-minute match?
Yeah, right.
Trying to hype up Omos, which is not working.
He's not that good, though.
I actually feel bad for MVP here.
Yeah.
We have for a long time.
Right, right.
So Omos wins, and then the last match, Owens put Otis through the announce table. So they rebuilt the announce table.
I know, right.
And Otis stacks the jobbers on the announce table. We're like, oh my God, what is he going to do? What is he going to do? And then he just stands on the announce table and roar!
He roars.
Right.
A roar!
He doesn't put them through it. He roars.
Roar!
Roar.
Roar! He literally read the script and the script said, and then you roared. He's like, roar?
Roar.
Now louder.
Roar!
And louder.
Roar!
That's it. Good enough.
It's like, and then the dog barks, but the dog doesn't say, bark! Bark, 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 bark.
Burns!
Bark! Burns! Roar! Fucking terrible. Next up, we have Nikki A.S.H. versus Candice LeRae.
Hey!
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yeah.
She had a baby 9 months ago, but she looks great.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
She looks great.
And one of the strongest wrestlers just out of the gate. Right out of the gate.
Strong. Oh, well,
you know
sure.
what I mean? Like one of the most talented wrestlers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Candice beat Nikki in just 2 minutes with a swinging neck breaker off the second rope.
Yes.
Which is fine. Like, that's been her finisher since she turned heel, but obviously she's not a heel anymore. She does the lion salt so well.
Oh, yeah.
Why is that not her finisher?
Right.
Because Jericho?
As a baby face. Jericho, he's not here anymore.
Well,
he's been gone a while, baby.
Yeah.
She should totally, and that's not his finisher anyway either anymore.
Yeah. I don't hate the
yeah, it's fine, but she does the lion salt so well. Like she should just do that.
She floats.
Yeah, right. She does.
Yeah.
After the match, Nikki A.S.H. took off her mask and cried in the corner.
Good.
Okay.
Which is what she's been doing for what, 6 months?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Lose the cage.
Every
lose
week
the
it's
mask.
They lose and her and Doudrop fight. This week Doudrop wasn't even there.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Maybe she's not allowed in Canada.
Maybe not. Maybe was she driving with the Usos?
Maybe.
Yeah. Later backstage, Belair, Alexa, and Oscar, they're just hanging out.
Sure.
And Belair and Alexa, I think, are like, happy birthday, Oscar. And Oscar's like, yeah, it's my birthday. And then Candice walks by and she's like, happy birthday, Oscar. And he's like, oh, thank you. And it's like, what the fuck is happening?
What is this?
This is how you start a segment?
Yes.
So then Candice tells Belair, I hope you shut up Bailey at Extreme Rules.
Yeah.
And then Belair's like, oh, congratulations on your win. And then Damage Control walks up and Bailey says, oh, be careful. Compliments are just jealousy in disguise. And then Candice replies, and bullies are just cowards in disguise. Nobody talks like this.
Right. No.
Nobody.
Nobody.
such terrible dialogue. This was something Vince approved.
It was still lingering.
Wow, this is such good shit.
Wow, you're talking like kids on a Nickelodeon TV show. That's brilliant.
I love
iCarly. iCarly is my favorite show ever. It's like a fucking segment in iCarly or some shit.
Don't even do iCarly wrong.
So,
are you guys like big iCarly fans?
Well, you have daughters, you know, you have to watch a lot of that shit.
Yeah.
Daughters that aren't home, I gotta keep up with it. I gotta know what happens.
I mean, when she comes home, I have to know.
And get quizzed on it. So Bailey gets in her fit. Well, I bring up iCarly because my new job, actually I have to verify shows, and one of them is iCarly.
Oh, God. Oh, like, but yeah, the new iCarly.
It's really reruns, but whatever. Okay. So Bailey, enough iCarly. It was just a throwaway joke that you made longer.
Correct.
The Big Brother, underrated.
The show?
Yeah, no, the Big Brother. The big tall guy?
Sure.
Oh, you don't really
watch it? I watch it for like 10 seconds. And then that's mute. It. So Bailey gets in Candace's face, but Dakota.
iCarly fans of Houston.
God damn it.
Joe Pisano.
Sure.
So Bailey gets in Candace's face, but Dakota tells Bailey, you've got extreme rules to worry about.
Yeah.
And then Candace says to Dakota, you don't. So we have Candace versus Dakota next week.
Right. Yeah. So hopefully Candace will help Bailey win the title, mm-hmm. and then she'll be like the fourth member on their Survivor Series team.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And then who do the...
Because I'm sure Belair, Asuka, and Alexa are going to continue being best friends.
Right.
Well, it would be way better if it was one of them instead of Candace, because Candace just got there.
Right.
Most people don't even know who she is right now.
That's true.
Yeah, it would mean more if Alexa or Asuka did it.
If they swerved, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
So there you go. Next up, we have AJ Styles versus Sami Zayn with Solo Sikoa ringside. Finn Balor offered to be in AJ's corner, but Styles declined. It's kind of funny how, like, again, it's more bad storytelling. Like, Styles doesn't like Balor just because Balor's a heel.
Right. Right.
Balor really didn't do anything to him.
No.
Other than, we were both fighting the Judgment Day, now you join Judgment Day. But like Balor said last week, well, we didn't beat you up.
Right, yeah.
You've been a heel so many times.
They've done it right before where, like, two guys that are one's a heel and one's a face is like, hey, what's going on? Oh, I'm doing fine. How's your family, right? And he goes, well, join us. And then AJ can be like...
Styles like, fuck you, man! Yeah. Fuck you! Yeah.
He can just be like, I don't agree with you guys.
You go to hell!
You go to hell and you die.
I mean, maybe AJ could probably save this stable.
Probably.
If it could be saved, AJ's a better talker than Finn.
No, when he put up the two sweet, I was like, do it.
You of course.
Yeah.
You should do it. Why don't you do it?
Mid-match, Styles had Sammy in the calf crusher, and Corey Graves yelled, don't tap Sammy! You'll embarrass yourself in front of the tribal chief!
Where are you?
Does Corey not know?
I don't watch Raw.
Roman doesn't watch
or
Raw.
Or show up on Raw.
I don't show up to Raw.
Or defend his titles on Raw.
I don't acknowledge Raw.
So in the end, Solo gave Styles a uranage on the apron while Sammy distracted the ref. And then Sammy hit the haluva kick for the win.
Kick.
After the match, Judgment Day comes out and Balor tells AJ, you deserve so much better than this, AJ. Join the Balor Club. Sorry, the Judgment Day Club.
Yeah. Judgment Club.
Judgment Club. And he holds up the two sweet, but AJ gives him a middle finger.
Yeah.
So they beat up AJ. Balor puts his head through a chair, but then he stops himself from stomping on it.
Mm.
And he tells Styles, I could have ended it all right there.
Yeah.
But I'm your friend, and that's not what friends do. So, maybe.
To be continued.
Yeah, maybe Styles can still join. I don't know.
No.
No. Thank you, Eric. Hey, maybe. No.
No chance. No.
So finally, for the main event, we have Matt Riddle versus Damian Priest.
Oh, right.
Another match we've seen plenty of times.
Who wants to see this match? No, but,
and just to put him on TV, Bobby Lashley walks up to Riddle and he's like, hey, don't interfere with my shit. But good luck, man. Hope you win. Yeah. Hope you beat them. But don't fucking get involved in my shit.
Have better luck.
Yeah.
Good.
Get better wishes.
Yeah. Bobby gets the script and it says 10 seconds.
Yeah, there you go.
These are 10.
And he's like, great.
I flew here for this.
That's fantastic.
Right. Flew to Canada, went through customs.
Oh,
for this?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I hope they filmed this last week.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Maybe. They do that sometimes.
Right.
Maybe. What a waste that would be.
Yeah.
So yeah, during the match, Priest yelled at Riddle, "You trying to embarrass me on my birthday?" Okay. It's like, what's with all the birthdays?
Yeah,
right.
Wait, hold on. We have a birthday list.
You're in the Judgment Day. You shouldn't care about your birthday.
No. You don't die. You don't be born. You're in the Judgment Devil Club or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. Come on.
Priest slammed Riddle back first on the barricade, and Riddle sold it like his back was broken.
Yeah.
Like screamed, looked right in the camera. He's like, yeah. Priest also kicked out of the Bro Derek. I mean, that's Riddle's finish. I guess the RKO too, but
sure, sure.
Judgment Day constantly interfered, but in the end, Riddle pulled through and won. And he won with a roll up.
By pulled through, you mean he pulled through
Priest's
legs, grabbed his crank, and then rolled him up.
So what? Yes.
So you have three roll ups.
That's Vince numbers.
Yeah, three roll ups and two birthdays.
So far. And Vince, zero funds
so far.
Vince texted Triple H after Raw, and it was just,
"I love you."
It was a voice text.
Like, all right, fine.
He's like, those three roll ups?
That's tremendous.
You got my notes.
Yeah. There you go. So after the match, Judgment Day attacks Riddle, but then the music hits, and it's Edge.
You think you know me.
So what, this is like his seventh return this year?
Since he returned.
Yes. No, this year.
He has to have the record for most returns, right?
Right.
They're going to have the Guinness record
for that. They literally hype it like he's been gone for a month.
Like Natalya's like, "I have the most wins." And Edge is like, "I have the most returns," which is actually more wins than you have.
True. Yeah. Because I go on a streak for like 2 weeks. Well, and then I mean, I get murdered.
You have to leave for a while to come back, right?
Yeah.
It's like Chad Pennington being the two-time comeback player of the year. Well, it's like, well, twice you suck.
Well, he was gone for like, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Two, 3 weeks.
But they always book it as a big return.
Big
correct.
Return.
Because the music hits. Oh my God, it's Edge!
Yeah. Edge is back!
The only time he didn't was when he won the Rumble. What was it? The 2021 Rumble where he was like, "Hey, I'm coming back at the Rumble."
Yeah. Yeah, right.
And you're like, what? Come on.
I guess I'll be there.
Right. And I can't top what I did last year.
Yeah.
So, right. That return.
Exactly. So, Edge spears Priest, and then he stares down Dominic, but Ripley pulls him out of the ring, and then Edge spears Balor, he grabs the mic, and he challenges Balor to an I Quit match at Extreme Rules.
Because he don't know how to quit you.
Mm. That's right. He's like, "I won't quit this, and I won't quit that."
Yeah. My stupid neck.
So, yeah, I mean, I can't see Edge losing an I Quit match.
Right.
No way he says it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. A good guy doesn't really lose that match very often.
So that's Raw. That's SmackDown. Before we get to awards, let's talk about the QR code.
Oh. QR.
Because when Dominic walked out during the Rollins-Mysterio match, another QR code briefly popped on the screen. And boy, is there so much to unpack here. So the QR code takes you to a video on WWE.com. And it's a bunch of... Did you guys see it?
No.
I saw your post of it.
You never saw it, Eric?
I didn't watch it.
Really?
It's on our TikTok.
Well...
The TikTok you created.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting tired of the fucking National Treasure shit.
What do you mean? This is like the best thing on the show.
You follow the clue to follow a clue to follow a clue to follow another clue.
Well, I get that, but as long as it leads to Bray Wyatt, it's fine.
So you can watch it later, but it's basically a bunch of promos sliced together to say who killed the world, you did, and then the end is feed your head. So
feed your head.
Feed your
There was
head.
An Enzo in there.
It's even like Kevin Nash going like...
No, Al right Snow with head.
Which
and mask Cody Rhodes.
I think it's Enzo.
I think it's Bad Bunny.
It's Enzo. So at the end of that video, there's a zip code.
Uh-huh.
And someone already did all this research, but there's a zip code. And if you Google it, the zip code is Corbin, Kentucky. That's where it takes you. So people are like, what the fuck? Is this Happy Corbin? What's going on?
Or is that where Bray is from?
No. Also, Aleister Black's, if you go to the source code in the video, Aleister Black's theme song lyrics are in the source code. And it says, "No man is ever good. No man is ever evil." So, I mean, I think it's just them trying to throw people off. Because there's the Corbin hint. There's the Aleister Black hint. But then... And this is credit to our fan, Patrick Mester. He didn't find all this, but he sent all this proof to me. But in Corbin, Kentucky, There's a record store called White Rabbit.
Okay.
And during Raw, this record store posted a 3-second YouTube video that just has the number 04062, and that's a zip code for Wyndham, Maine.
Dude, that's Eric's right. That's way too fucking...
That's awesome.
That's insane.
That is so awesome.
That's right. A big, big, yeah. big level there.
Right. I love that. I think that's
deep. It's really deep.
That's great.
Yeah. Next week...
Oh, I have to think.
Next week, some wrestler is going to be like looking at their contract, and if you pause the screen and you use like 3D glasses, you see like a secret map.
Yeah. Who the fuck doesn't like National Treasure?
I don't want to think when I watch wrestling.
Goddamn right.
Just show me the guys punching each other.
Jesus. I mean,
that's
what,
me.
You just want it right now.
Another impression
that,
in the books.
You just want that dick in your mouth right now. You can't wait. I mean, sure, we all want Bray Wyatt to show up, but there's a build to it.
Yeah.
This is what
you can't just put the dick in your mouth.
Like all the Y2J hints and then he returns. You're telling me that wasn't good?
Right.
Yes, if this ends up being Mustafa Ali, it's going to suck, Eric.
Andrew's going to lose it. We all will.
It's me. I'm back.
I'm the, what was he?
I'm the hacker.
I'm the hacker. Yeah, that was terrible.
Right. I mean, they're using source code now. Obviously, it's the hacker. It's Mustafa Ali.
I think it's very clever.
When they reveal that and it's Mustafa Ali, Andrew will not be on the show.
I love how they got a record store to be in on it and they posted a video.
But Andrew,
I love
how
it.
How would you have known that if there wasn't deep, deep internet? Like, we couldn't have known that, right? Like, how could we have figured that out?
Okay, so you saw the video. At the end, there's a number.
Right.
That at least takes you to Corbin, Kentucky. So you could do that.
Right.
That's as far as, you know, I would have probably gotten. But then people found out. I mean, look, that's what's fun about it. Someone else does it for us.
But someone in Corbin, Kentucky probably was like, oh, hey, there's a White Rabbit store or something.
Maybe. Mm. And then there's also plenty of... There's probably a lot of subscribers to this White Rabbit YouTube account.
You know what? It's only a 2-hour flight. Let's just go.
Yeah, let's go check it out.
Let's just go check it out.
Yeah.
Must be a cool record store.
I like it. I think it's very clever. Mm. And I like how they bring up Corbin and Aleister Black to try to throw people off. It has to be Bray Wyatt. It would be the biggest letdown if it's not Bray Wyatt.
I'm telling you, it's Bad Bunny.
Just go fuck yourself.
That's going to be the Rumble match.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's give some awards. Who did you have for worst dressed?
For worst dressed,
I had
okay. I had Mansoir.
I had same Lacey thing. Evans with the fucking shit on her forehead.
All acceptable.
Don't get that. Best dressed?
I had Candace. It was good to see her. She looked great.
I had Liv's Anus.
Okay. Yes, I had Liv Morgan.
Yeah.
Worst acting.
Dominic.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Dominic, he sucks some dicks. I really...
Bad.
Best acting?
Sammy.
Roman Reigns.
I'm going to give it to Roman Reigns because I fell for it.
Yeah. He was great, but man, the look on Sammy's face was like, I was about to start crying for
him. I mean, they're 1 and 2 for sure.
Holy shit.
Right.
You needed both of them, but Roman like actually had me convinced there, so I'm going to go with Roman. Worst comments?
So during that tag title match... Sheamus was on the outside. I guess he ran at somebody. And Corey Graves said, "Watch out for Shamo."
Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah. I also said Corey Graves, but it was when he said, Sammy. Or no, the Scorpion. He called it the Scorpion Deathlock.
Right.
Oh, right.
Because no one could hear him say that.
Right. And I had Drew referencing, I bet you're wondering what this is for.
Yeah, that was bad too.
Yeah.
Best comment.
Because I got you a new one.
I got you a new one.
So great. Sweep it.
I got you a new one, Sammy. You acknowledge this, Dick.
Worst match?
Riddle Priest.
I had Belair-io because it was so underwhelming for them.
Yeah.
I had MMM versus New Day. Okay. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Super Slow-Mo.
Omos. Jobbers.
Yeah. Jobbers.
Jobbers.
Jobber.
Yeah, sweep it. Best match?
Owens and Gargano versus Alpha Academy?
Yes.
Yeah, sweep it again.
Yes. Yeah. Worst move? Fireball!
Has to be. Fireball is a rule on this podcast. It's an automatic worst move. Every time.
Okay.
Sweep it.
Right.
Yeah.
Best move?
Live. Table spot.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I couldn't figure out what you meant by that.
Mm.
When you just said live, I didn't. Oh, yeah, the senton.
You were like,
oh, yeah, best camera angle award.
Live.
Yeah. Worst moment or segment?
Hit row party.
I had fireball.
Yeah, double down.
I had just, again, like, right before, you know, it's like a match ends and then you see Omos walking backstage and like, oh, there he is. What? There he is when we come back. And I'm like, I don't want to come back.
Plus, I want to stay gone.
Why put him up against two jobbers when he can't even beat like a superstar?
Right, yeah. Right.
Because he can't beat a superstar.
Yeah. It's a couple of idiots.
And then best moment, it's got to be the Bloodline segment.
Bloodline
on SmackDown.
For sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nothing beats that.
Unreal. No. Sammy getting a shirt.
Sammy gets a that's a simplistic way to explain that.
Right.
Yeah.
Segment. All right, let's talk about some breaking news here. So they're also hyping the season premiere of Raw in 2 weeks, which is in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
And the Bloodline is going to be there. Roman Reigns is going to be there.
Wow.
And also, this was during Raw, but they did like this whole DX promo. They're like, D-Generation X is going to be in Brooklyn for Raw. And they even played the clip of Triple H saying like, didn't there used to be more of us? And then they all come out.
Oh, yeah,
so I imagine it's going to be all of them except for Billy Gunn.
Yeah, he's too busy scissoring in AEW.
Or,
I mean, he did show up at the Hall of Fame thing, but.
Or they form a new stable, maybe.
I'm not falling for that.
Yeah, come on, Joe.
Not falling for that.
You're
shit.
Both are just like,
how dare you, Joe?
I mean, you, even if they just had like KO and Gargano to come out and they're just total fanboys and they just do suck it with them.
That would be great.
That would be great, too.
Yeah.
It would even be better if they're like, the DX legacy has to live on. And Sean's like, but I'm 60. I can't tell people to suck it anymore.
Burn.
I'm 60.
No one wants to suck a 6-year-old
I'm a man
dick.
Of God, Hunter. No one wants to suck a 6-year-old cock. This will be the last time I say suck it.
And then they give it to Gargano and KO.
Right.
You make the DX legacy live on.
They're just like, are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since I have a pacemaker and Sean's been cross-eyed for 10 years...
Sean's about to see the inside of it.
Sean's about to meet the dead man.
Sean can almost see his brain.
It's getting ridiculous.
Sean, I just have one question. Are you ready to retire?
We can't have Sean
Are you ready?
We can't have Shawn Michaels say, suck my dick when he has an AARP card. It'd be pretty ridiculous.
Right.
No.
So, cross your fingers. Also, the Guinness Book of World Records has acknowledged John Cena.
He was like, acknowledged.
For granting his 650th Make-A-Wish.
Jesus.
That's a good guy.
Yeah. Nobody else has done more than 200 in the 42-year existence of Make-A-Wish.
That's a good guy. That's a good guy.
So he has someone beat by 450 Make-A-Wishes.
Yeah. That's insane.
That is insane.
It's a good man.
That's so he's had a 20-year career, right? So starting in 2002, 20 years of doing Make-A-Wish, probably less than that, honestly. But let's just consider from when he debuted on SmackDown. It's been 20 years. That's one every other week.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Twice a month. That's Jeez. Insane. So congrats to him. Any other news?
Yeah. So apparently Teddy Long's Twitter got hacked.
Yeah.
Yeah,
player.
And so he
was he making a bunch of tag matches?
Or? No, he was blocking a bunch of people on Twitter. So that's kind of funny. Pro Wrestling Tees put out a shirt says "You got blocked, player."
And it's like, yeah, and it's okay. That's,
yeah, it's like
his head.
Yeah, it's his head.
I think you know. Yeah, you should go on there and buy that shirt. And while you're at Pro Wrestling,
you should go on there and just look at it. But then look up What's Wrong with Wrestling and buy all of those shirts.
ProWrestlingTees.com/What's Wrong with Wrestling.
Cheaper!
Yes.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Negative.
Rumor time!
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So according to Dave Meltzer, WWE is hoping to book Roman Reigns versus Tyson Fury at some point down the line.
What?
And that's probably the main event for the February Saudi show.
What?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I mean, that's my guess. Like, yeah, like if they're trying to do it, if it would happen, it'll probably be at the Saudi show in February. Mm. Super Showdown?
Super Showdown Saturday?
Yeah. So we'll see about that.
Please.
I don't know that Tyson Fury is going to want a job to anyone, though.
Well,
you know, he's got an undefeated boxing career.
Right. He could win via DQ.
He'll be like, I'll lose, but can I at least sing to everyone after? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Sing away. I'm sure the Saudi crowd will love it.
Yeah.
Sing a song. Sing American Pie
right.
to the Saudi crowd.
So Dave Meltzer also says that just like Malachi Black, Buddy Matthews also wants to go back to WWE.
Yeah.
But he as well has a lot of time left on his AEW contract.
Yeah. Yep. It seems like AEW is doing the thing that WWE is doing.
Yeah.
Just like signing all the talent.
Well, it's also when Vince was in charge, everyone's running to AEW. Now that Vince is gone, everyone's trying to come back.
Right. Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Well, because they know how good it
like
can
what?
Be.
Buddy Matthews has been on Dynamite twice. Maybe.
He's never. And the House of Black has just been...
Right. House of who?
Buried. It's been terrible.
It's been horrible.
Also, there was a story last month about WWE contacting AEW wrestlers. Like, you know, hey, maybe we could buy out your contract or something.
Yeah.
And per Fightful, WWE sent out feelers to Dax Harwood and Cash Wheeler of FTR, which makes a lot of sense, obviously. But I don't know what WWE's plan is. Is it just like, hey, demand your release? I mean, he gave it to some people.
Right.
Yeah, but he can't.
You're like, hey, you want to hold real tag team titles?
We still don't know like the terms of the Malachi thing. And
right.
It's like, I thought you said we can wrestle anywhere, Tony.
Yeah.
I'm not there, please. Oh, God.
Make that the forbidden door.
But yeah, Malachi Black was recently on Instagram Live, and he was just basically shitting in all the dirt sheets, making up rumors.
Right.
Because he was like, they said it was about my mental health. It was nothing about that. But yeah, he said he'll be back soon, wherever that is. We'll see.
Okay, sure.
Maybe he's playing along with this Bray Wyatt thing.
Tommy Yen or whatever what if, the like, hell it's, his name
it's
is.
Like, yeah, Aleister Black returns, and like they try to, it's like, that's it. The White Rabbit is Aleister Black. But then the lights go out again, and then it's Bray Wyatt. Oh. Like, oh, that'd be pretty sweet.
Sure. Any of these.
Just give us something.
Any of these, and please do it soon.
Yeah. Because Eric.
Love Joe.
Eric doesn't like the fun treasure hunt. He hates National Treasure.
I'm fucking John Boy over here.
I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence. I'm going to steal Hunter's.
We're going to have a
WWE contract. I'm going to steal the Statue of Liberty.
That was the Andy Samberg impression.
Yeah.
And then
we're going to have a three-way with the Declaration of Independence. We're going to steal all Vince's NDAs.
Yeah.
There's going to be a map on there somewhere. I'm gonna
probably a map on
no,
the
it's
back
like,
of
yeah,
there.
It's like,
oh my God, have you watched Raw lately? It's terrible. I'm going to kidnap him.
What?
I'm going to kidnap Vince McMahon. I'm going to kidnap Raw. I'm going to uncover all these NDAs and get Vince out of here.
Wow.
I found a map on all these NDAs. Guess what it led to? More NDAs. Check the back of the NDAs. There's more names. You got to use these glasses that Ben Franklin made.
Genius! Is that all for room?
Can we keep going with this?
This map leads to Vince's dick.
Shit.
I fell for it again.
We should have known that one.
Damn it.
Okay, oh, man. So any other rumors? Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
On to trivia.
All right, so this week.
Oh, you got one?
Oh, no, I don't.
No, he doesn't.
Hoobie? Yeah, so John Cena has the most make-a-wishes. There's three guys in the 200s, so like second place.
I tried to look this up earlier.
Yeah.
Two NASCAR guys, Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Jeff Gordon.
Okay.
And this former wrestler.
Former wrestler?
Yes.
Hogan?
That's your final answer.
That's my answer.
That's
correct.
Sorry, brother. I guess he was a good guy.
That was our answer.
Dick.
our answer. Dick, you would have never said.
You feel
Hogan.
Shitty now, don't you?
Well, of course I would have.
No, you wouldn't have. You paid him.
How many former wrestlers, A, are still alive?
Then why didn't you say it, dude?
Because my mouth was filled with beef. No
pasta made it for you, brother. Your cheeks were filled with pasta, dude. You couldn't talk, brother. Fuck you, dude.
Hey, fuck that kid.
And Mick, you lost again, brother.
Oh, boy. All right, well,
what do the fans have to say?
Bunch of fan questions. Yeah. This is from Eric Hamilton, Stepbro, and his avatar is Hogan.
Hey, yeah! Fuck you, dude.
And it's like Hogan from...
Even your brother loves me, dude.
Hogan from like 2016.
Sure.
But so I have to read it as Hogan. He wrote it as Hogan.
Who do you anticipate Wyatt returning to eventually attack, brother? Also, do you think anyone joins his stable from the current roster? Can't wait, dude.
I think Hogan does.
Probably.
Hogan's the manager.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm the White Rabbit, brother.
Who does he first attack? I don't know. It's got to be someone big.
He can't compete with Roman.
He has to go after one of the main champions.
I would say Miz.
So Lashley.
Miz.
Yeah, right.
Lashley. I don't know.
He goes after the biggest champion on Raw.
I'm going to say Lashley. Like, I don't know, Drew after he's done with Cross.
Maybe
he goes after Cross.
Well, if Cross is a part of it, it's Drew for sure.
Yeah.
Alan Kimmett, is there any chance the Bunny Boys could get called up for a Houston show as local jobbers for Omos to squash?
Why wouldn't we? Sure. We're maybe too big.
I'll make him look great.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy. Gabriel Ballin, would they go into business for themselves? I doubt Omos could improvise if they did.
Yeah, why wouldn't we?
Yeah.
We'll both kick him in the nuts and just hold him down and pin him.
Speed bag his balls.
It's probably about right here.
Right, yeah.
Spencer Carnivore, I'm vaguely remembering Corbin leaving in a limo with JBL. Could that be the worst case scenario for White Rabbit?
Oh, yeah. What happened with that?
So I didn't even remember this. I guess I missed it. It was I don't remember talking about this a few weeks ago.
I think we did.
Did we?
Well, we don't know if it was JBL.
I have no recollection. Well, I was when he sent that question, I saw it earlier, and I was like, Corbin, JBL, and I Googled it, and yeah, it was 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Corbin lost, and then JBL's limo pulls up.
Yeah, with the
horns. And then the window rolls down, and then it's a JBL ADR. It's a voiceover because he wasn't there, but it was JBL. It was like such an obvious voiceover, and JBL's like, what happened to you? Yeah. Get in! And then it was like a video game.
Are you sure it wasn't the one that we have for him?
Oh, you mean...
This could be the worst event in wrestling history.
He's rolled his window down and says that.
Corbin, this could be the worst gimmick.
That was weeks ago, right?
3 weeks ago, yeah.
So, I mean, what's going on with that?
Nothing.
He's going to get another gimmick.
Yeah.
Hopefully
Stanky
they do
Corbin.
Stockbroker Corbin.
Stockbroker. Yeah, he just steals JBL's gimmick.
Yeah. Wall Street Corbin.
Yep.
Rachel Graham, OMG, just watched Monday Night NXT. Sorry, Raw, and it was actually really good this week. Mm. Welcome back, Candice LeRae. Can we get rid of Omos urgently, please? Awful. Veer has gone to NXT. Can we send Omos to 205 Live? Or NXT? I didn't know.
Veer, too?
Yeah, Veer is also working NXT house shows.
Veer and Aziz.
Good.
Yeah. Oh.
They're just like, they're generic big guys.
Just beat each other.
Yeah.
Mauro Ranallo.
Mamma Mia. Do you think Rhea Ripley could convince JR to join the Dutchman Day? Mamma Mia, could you imagine?
Yeah.
I think she could definitely convince me to join the Judgment Day, and I'll take Dominic's place. I'll get pegged in my butthole.
I'll be the Dom.
I'll even peg Dom.
Shouldn't even.
I'll fucking do it.
To send me nudes, just be like the back of her head or something.
Just let me take nudes of her when she's not looking.
How about kneecaps?
No consent.
What's off the table?
What about the back of kneecaps?
It's real soft.
Ian Regier, Pushfire Barry. Honorary Ooh, Sami Zayn, Oilers, Dexter Lumis, Candice LeRae. Oh my God, I can't believe she just had a kid.
Hmm. Push Fire Barry, those three?
Push Sammy,
yeah.
Barry, Candice, Fire, Lumis.
Yeah, sure. Right now, yeah.
Jerry Yang, have you all been enjoying the random Easter eggs throughout the show? Well, Eric hasn't.
Two of us have.
Feels like it's starting to become the best part of the show, or at the very least, getting people to tune in.
Oh, it's so good that Nicolas Cage is a Patreon.
Yes. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Herb, say what you want about people that attend AEW shows, but do you wish WWE crowds were more like those crowds? Because Candice LeRae deserved better.
Hold on a minute. They're screaming people. They're chanting. I mean, I don't think it's better or worse. AEW
is really good at finding that one super mark that's like fucking crying during the most mundane thing that's happening on the show.
I mean, AEW fans have been louder, but they just love everything no matter what. Every match is this is awesome. Yeah. I guess you'd rather have that than no crowd like noise.
Darby Allin could come out and shit on a skateboard. Someone would be like, this is awesome.
She got a pop. It wasn't huge, but she got a pop.
She really didn't. When she came out,
that was crickets.
It's like
it wasn't crickets.
Because she doesn't have like
it was crickets.
Super recognizable music, I guess.
They cheered her after the match, but when she came out, it was like a nothing.
Yeah.
Vanguard 2, whose liability would you least want? The doctor who cleared Vince to wrestle at Mania? The one who cleared Flair for his last match?
Oh, God.
Or the one giving Action Bronson the okay? Was AEW, but...
I am not a doctor.
I guess Action Bronson. I don't know.
Yeah.
That dog has a puffy tail. We all know what Dexter wants from The Miz. He wants to take his back pussy. I think he already got it.
Jesus Christ.
This is probably just filler until they sort out what Wyatt's doing. It'll probably be Wyatt, Dexter, maybe Strowman, but maybe end up being the new Big Show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Filler.
199 Big T, I think we need a third and fourth opinion on this What's Wrong with Wrestling Universe spanning conversation. What say you, Joe and Eric? Unbutton and unzip. The world needs to know.
Hashtag
TBD Army.
Mm. Yeah, we unbutton and unzip.
Yeah.
We do the button for the most part.
They unbutton their pants. Yeah.
Because
and then they lift their shirt up like Butters.
Teeth.
On South Park?
Yes.
I don't 100%. Like teeth.
So look.
Teeth surrounding my dick. My
so big.
Crumb.
Teeth.
My dick is
you
so
guys,
big.
You're fat chodes. You're giant chodes.
It's fat. It's just also long. What is that one called? My dick.
It's a porn star dick, I guess? I don't know.
Big guy.
It's one of those CGI.
Yeah, I mean, look,
comedy dicks.
I'd rather go to the stall because I could give my ball some room to breathe when I'm out in public. But if I have to go to a stall, I just do this.
I have gigantic sweaty balls.
I guess I'm in the minority, but I'll just say this: all of you piss like Josh. So there you go.
I think you're the minority here, sir.
I acknowledged that I was in the minority.
I know. I just wanted to make it.
I'm just saying.
I just wanted to affirmate it.
I'm just saying you pee like Josh. That's all. What if we find out you also wipe like Josh? I'd be very scared.
What, back to front?
Yes.
I just poop in the shower and I just rinse off my ass in there.
Jesus. Yeah, you poop in your hand, you drop it in the toilet, and then you rinse your hand off.
No soap.
No,
just, it's water. Right, it's sterile water.
You know what's going to be fucking crazy? We're going to get a few fans. They're going to be like, well, that's what I do.
Well, that's how I shit.
Yeah.
You use wet wipes, right?
Yeah.
Every time?
Yes.
Eric?
No.
You don't have a hairy butthole? Like,
if you got a piece of shit on your finger, we just wipe it off with a dry napkin?
No, I swirl it in the toilet.
Do you have a hairy butthole?
No.
Well, then he doesn't need wet wipes. Yeah. See, there you go.
We need them.
Yes. We're Italian everywhere.
Everywhere.
Especially our assholes.
Yes.
Joey.
And I shave it every day.
Don King is coming, is prairie dogging out of my butthole.
Oh, yeah. I use the Manscaped.
On your butthole.
You have to.
They should have a butthole attachment.
They do.
Dude.
What?
Yes. Did you not get that one?
No.
Oh.
Butthole attachment. Yeah. I think that's a nose clipper, but whatever.
Oh, it is? Oh, I sit right on it.
It vibrates.
What's going on in there? I'm shaving my butthole.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to be coming?
Yeah. Why am I coming when I'm shaving my butthole? And it's buzzing. It's fantastic.
All right, we should put fan questions on hold for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe sit the next couple plays out.
Maybe we can do some conspiracies next
perfect.
Week.
Perfect.
Joey Jojo Jr. Shabadoo, how would you fix Dominic's character? Firing is not fixing. I don't think there is a solution.
I'd put his back on Ray's breast.
NXT. Put him on NXT.
Sure.
At the very bottom. Put him on Level Up or whatever the fuck it's called. Yeah.
No, honestly, at this point right now, not even kidding, I would put him in like a gimp outfit and have Rio have him on a leash.
It's basically
honestly amazing.
Roll up Carnosaur. Do you think wrestlers should have more secondary finishing moves that can end a match against a lesser opponent? I think it would make for more believable false finishes at the pay-per-view. A
couple guys have
than
that.
Having moves that we all know will never win a match.
Yes, I agree with this.
I'm thinking Sami Zayn's Blue Thunder Bomb, Orton's Draping DDT, KO's Frog Splash. AJ has three finishers, and I find his matches more fun not knowing what will end his matches. Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, I mean, a while back, a lot of people used to have more than one move that could end a match.
Right. Yeah. A lot of people had a set up a move you'd hit, or they'd have also a submission.
Yeah.
Keep guessing, you know?
Jake Baker, who's the White Rabbit, Push Fireberry, Aleister Black, Bray Wyatt, the Bunny Boys.
Nicolas Cage.
Oh. Well, Bunny Boys. We can't, hold on.
Yeah.
We can't, let's just, it's not us, guys.
Yeah.
The Bunny Boys are not White Rabbits, so don't look into it anymore. That's not the case.
Yeah.
All right?
If it's Aleister,
I promise I'll leave this alone.
I promise it's not. Paystar Pete, at this point, is the White Rabbit. If the White Rabbit isn't Bray, it would probably be a disappointment. That being said, other than Bray, who could the White Rabbit be that would get you excited? Maybe the return of Kelly Kelly's expose? Just a thought. Yeah. So she just starts stripping again?
Sure.
What was the White Rabbit? It was pussy.
The only person.
It was Raw Underground.
The only person this could be to not be disappointed is MJF. Anyone else would be horribly disappointing.
Other than Bray.
It would be.
Yeah. Rated R, Pooper Star. Does AJ help Balor win an Extreme Rules and join the Judgment Day? He says it like Priest. Well, let's hope so. Says Edge didn't make a move when they tried to end AJ's career, but he came out to even the odds for Riddle. It's true. I thought it was going to be another 3-on-3 match at Extreme Rules, but no. Maybe it'll be like Styles and Rey versus Dominic and Priest or some shit. Who knows? Ew. Nathan Bain, I personally think that the Wyatt Six is not six different people. I think it means six different personalities.
I thought about that.
That would be pretty
cool. He's got a few already.
He does have a few.
Yeah.
He has three.
Yeah. But you want a stable.
He's coming for Foley's
That'd
record.
Be pretty cool, though. Like, he's split. Like, he's James McAvee and split.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
That would be fucking awesome.
Fuck yes.
Jason Claver, a strap match, ladder match, I quit, Extreme Rules, God bless Triple H. What other stipulation would you like to see if you could only pick one?
National treasure in a pole match.
I thought Edge was going to say TLC, which, you know.
Right.
Yeah, but they have that pay-per-view, so they're not. Yeah, obviously. Right.
What haven't they done in a while?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they've kind of done everything.
Yeah. Inferno match. That'd be cool.
I hated those matches.
I do like the tables match where you have to put your opponent through a table.
Sure, you could do that. Yeah. They do that all the time.
Yeah.
Omar, fuck, marry, kill. Whose forbidden step bro would you be to commit incest? Well, if you're a step bro, it's not incest.
Yeah. Right.
They're all stuck in the garbage disposal. The Bella twins, the Neidhart sisters, or Stephanie and Shane McMahon. I think in that order. It's that order.
Yeah,
Bella
it is.
Twins.
It is.
I don't know. Shane's kind of hot. Natalia's sister. Okay, Bella Twins.
All right, Rampager. If there was ever an Eddie Guerrero movie made, who would you cast as the characters? Can't pick wrestlers as themselves. He says I'd put Pedro Pascal as Eddie, which I think is a good choice. There's also not really that many big, like, Hispanic male names that are young enough to play Eddie Guerrero.
What about Vilma Valderrama or whatever his name is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say Pedro. He says Gerard Butler as Chris Benoit. I think that's a great casting. And then Evan Peters as Chris Jericho and Paul Rudd as Eric Bischoff. I love this casting.
Right. Jesus.
Who's Eric Bischoff?
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd.
I think that'd be great. Do it. Brian, Omos is world champ for a year, or you have to watch an episode of She-Hulk every week for a year.
I would.
I'm already watching.
I'm already doing that. Yeah.
So
She-Hulk. But it's not 52 weeks.
Yeah, but it's also not Omos, so.
I guess She-Hulk. God.
It would have to be She-Hulk.
Gabriel Ballin, this Saturday is my wife Angie and I's 9-year wedding anniversary. I'm proud and not ashamed to say I married the greatest and most beautiful woman. Wow, you're really trying to get some brownie points there, Gabe. She was way out of my league. Could we get a happy anniversary mix from the soundboard? I mean, yeah, here's to your... Happy anniversary.
I hope you got her a wonderful gift, like a year-long Patreon subscription.
Yes, there you go.
Nothing says I love you like listening to three dudes talk about dicks.
Boom. He wants Flair, Austin.
Happy anniversary. Hopefully you can do better than I did.
I don't know.
Does brownie points mean anal, Eric?
Yes.
It does. Woo! It does. That's
Chris Burke. Can I get a birthday shout out from Joe and his Aunt Bailey voice for Christopher?
Just come here, because I just have to give you a little kiss for your birthday.
Yeah. Says, love the podcast, guys. Been a faithful patron for years.
Faithful.
Thank you. And look forward to the new episodes. P.S. The Andrew's orgasm sound is the best addition yet.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad it gets someone off. Mitchell, it seems that the Judgment Day is here to stay,
yes,
at least for a while. However, they really need something big to finally add some credibility. So do you guys think that at Extreme Rules, Edge might slash should say I quit to give Finn some kind of push? It would be a big surprise. It would be a big surprise.
Would be.
I don't think Edge is doing that. I really, really doubt it. And I hate Judgment Day.
Yeah.
Maybe if they were cool. Maybe if they still had Edge, you can make someone else. That's been said. And then finally, Zaheen Rahmed, aside from the Naomi Sonya racism angle, what was the last women's feud you can remember that didn't involve a title? It's a good point.
Mm. A good feud not involving a
That's
title.
That's basically trivia.
It's got to be like
right.
He just said a feud, not a good one. It's not like the Naomi Sonya was good.
Yeah, true.
I don't know. A good question.
Charlotte had one with someone that wasn't for a title.
Trish?
Does Charlotte
no
ever have a feud without a title?
No. Lita? Who did Lita? No, I don't care.
No.
Yeah, that was for the title.
Yeah. Let us know.
Yeah.
Please.
Right.
That's all for fan questions. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast as well as our other one, Hollywood Hogwash. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and now TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. It's starting to explode. That Marina Shafir promo has gotten a lot of views on there. So
yeah, they did.
Follow us on TikTok. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling and sign up at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. The time to do it is right now.
Oh, look at that.
Look out
right boom,
for that best wrestler ever promo. Best male wrestler of all time.
Coming.
Coming now.
Soon.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling?
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.